This is Robert Mertelagi, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. I'm honored to have joined me this afternoon for a Mindshare Learning Moment, Vicky Bigham. Ms. Bigham has 40 years of expertise in public and private school education as a teacher, software developer, school administrator, university professor, and industry consultant. As president of Bigham Technology Solutions, Inc., she manages a variety of product development, training, meeting planning, and marketing projects. Ms. Bigham manages the EdNet Conference for MDR and serves as a professional development consultant for the Consortium for Schools Networking, COSIN. She is former president of the Texas Computer Education Association. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Vicky.
Oh, Robert, thanks so much for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
Congratulations on 25-plus years of EdNet. The education industry's premier networking event taking place October 4th to 6th in Atlanta, Georgia. We're thrilled to once again be a media partner in promoting EdNet to industry leaders here in Canada. I recall attending EdNet in Toronto during my days working for Kevin O'Leary, now on Shark Tank, formerly Dragon's Den of the Learning Company. Remember those days?
I do indeed.
In fact, I believe he was a keynote.
I think you're right about that. It's been a while, but that was a great event in Toronto some years ago.
What's frightening to think is that I've attended probably more than half of the EdNet conferences.
Not frightening at all. We're just glad you're a mainstay and good supporter, which you are.
My pleasure. What inspired EdNet?
Well, the inspiration really, as you said, it's been over 25 years. This is the 27th year of the conference. So 27 years ago, the founder, Dr. Nelson Heller, who you know well, Robert, who had a consulting business in the States, and he had a couple of newsletters, and he really was forward-thinking as technology was coming into the instructional setting, somewhat in post-secondary, but especially in pre-K-12, and he thought it would be really important in the late 80s to convene a meeting and let people come together and kind of explore and share about what they were learning about how this new technology was impacting instruction and teaching and learning. Most of us barely knew the questions to ask in those days, and Nelson was such a keen visionary about not only projecting what might be around the corner with opportunities, but as I said, convening people and helping them partner and learn from one another. And that really was the inspiration and the onset of the EdNet conference.
Well, speaking of inspiration, you've been an integral part of the success of EdNet, in my opinion. And you've seen tremendous growth. I often refer to you as the most connected person I know in the education industry in the U.S. and beyond. What drives your passion?
I think you know a lot of my background, Robert. Probably from the time I was young enough to say, what do you want to do? I said I wanted to teach. I always wanted to be in education, and that's where my career has been for over 40 years. I spent many years as a teacher and administrator, and in those early days when Nelson started the conference, it was already a business. He had a business audience, but I was very interested in learning about what was going on the business side while we as educators were grappling with how to figure out this technology. And I used to read his newsletter, and I attended one of his conferences. And the rest is history. I've worked on this conference for, I think, 25 of the 27 years, initially in a very narrow capacity, and then a full spectrum of responsibility. You ask what drives my passion. I am just a connector at heart. I love this industry. I believe in education. I believe in the power of technology to impact it. And so I've been so lucky to have different roles in supporting teachers, supporting administrators. My work at EdNet is helping connect businesses to partner to improve our nation's and our world's schools. And I'm a pretty good database person too, and so that helps me keep my directory up to date. But I love connecting associations and individuals to improve what happens in schools.
Well, thank you for that, and you've been a great inspiration to me and inspired me in many ways, including the Mindshare Report in Canada. You know, I remember Kathy Hurley saying the story about inspiring Nelson, saying, "Nelson, if you want to be someone, you got to start a newsletter." And so, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Sage advice, and then we talked about, you said, "I'd really like to do a conference," and you've had such success with your publications and with your conferences, but more importantly, with connecting educators there in Canada and beyond the border there. So congratulations to you, Robert. Very impressive.
Thank you so much, Vicki. And that's what it's really about. It's as much as it's a business conference, it's really about connecting business and education. The key insights that you provide are extremely powerful in supporting student success and helping companies achieve those goals.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
I love this year's theme: innovate, accelerate, and deliver. What's new and exciting this year for EdNet 2015?
I like that tagline and theme this year too. That came out of board discussions and then with our team. As you and I know, the market continues to shift, and we at EdNet believe strongly that businesses that are successful will be those that are on top of what is new and that can anticipate change and react to it with speed and resourcefulness. That's what our schools are being called upon to do, and so that's what our businesses have to do as well. So we think this year's conference will help attendees kind of evaluate current market influences to see what's around the corner so they can be quick to capitalize on opportunities. What's new? You know, one of the things this year, we have our traditional programming on trends in the marketplace. Our board each year changes, and they articulate what's important this year. If you look at the program, you see a lot of interest in bringing in practitioner voices to talk about what's happening in the field and help learn from them to inform their sales, marketing, and business development. And also new, several of our board members this year articulated a need to provide more support to marketing teams in new ways to captivate prospects and tell the company story and look for new customers. It's all new in this digital world. So you've probably seen we have a new marketing track. It's going to run parallel to the other content programming.
Right.
And we're super excited about these topics. Just an overall customer experience, SEO, social strategy, measuring digital marketing effectiveness, topics like that. And we're looking for what I think is going to be a fun session on 30 aha moments in 60 minutes from MDR marketing experts and some of their partners. So we've got that new marketing track along with our traditional, what I believe to be strong programming.
That's fantastic. Well, my next question was, why do Canadian companies, why should they come down and participate from Canada? You've really articulated all those important benefits of being part of it and the value of the scheduling that you've got. Now, a lot of the companies are startups that we're seeing. There's been a flurry of startups in Canada. I understand the largest ed tech startup sector outside of Silicon Valley.
True. And it's very exciting. You know, when people come to EdNet, they certainly see the larger, long-established companies, but there's so many young, exciting new companies in the market, and that's one of the things I love about EdNet. You come in, and it can be competitive, but it's collegial. These are people rubbing shoulders, the long-established with the young companies, really just kind of reflecting on their business, the market, how they can support schools, and where they need to partner and forge relationships so that they can grow their own business and better serve schools. So we've had a lot of wonderful companies from Canada come in, and we certainly would love to see a lot more.
Fantastic. And it's also internationally. You've attracted quite a broad number of countries as well.
It is, Robert. It's varied over the years. I don't have a complete rundown in my head. We've certainly had some from Africa, from all over Europe and Southeast Asia. I know last year we had representatives from the UK, from Ireland, the Czech Republic, India, Ireland, China, Australia. Haven't done a close rundown this year, but and there's certainly a lot of representatives that have feet on the ground in North America that are from companies outside North America and that you know, have responsibilities breaking into this market, as well as our North American firms are reaching out and exploring new markets outside our borders.
Absolutely. All the more reason for our Canadian companies to come down to EdNet.
Yes, indeed. And I think, Robert, one of the things I like to say, you know, we talk about the programming. You would probably say, many do, for many people, the bottom line reason they come to EdNet is for the networking. We have a lot of tools we build in before, during, and after the conference to help people do that. And I just don't think there's anywhere else that in 2.5 days you can have the potential for as many meetings and productive connections with people under one roof. So that's another reason that Canadian companies might think about joining us in Atlanta.
Absolutely. I like to suggest these days that it's never been a more exciting time to be in the education industry space with all the excitement around startups and the promise of technology. However, we do face a number of challenges. Your schedule looks really impressive. Now, perhaps you can touch on some of the challenges that you've seen that you've helped companies address over the years when it comes to the digital revolution, as an example, big data, and some of the other emerging trends.
I do some of that in my own consulting, as you do, Robert. And but I do think one of the best, really the best part of my job in conjunction with EdNet is to work with our advisory board. We have approximately a dozen industry executives each year, and we're very proud to say EdNet programming is built for industry leaders by industry leaders. So I spend time on telephone interviews with these executives from large and small companies, from newcomers and established, from people that have been to EdNet and not. And rather than kind of guide them with my own questions, I usually have an open-ended, what do you see as the key challenges in the marketplace from the business perspective and then from the customer perspective? And I just let them talk. And I listen, and I try to extrapolate what's important for the attendees at EdNet, because they are the mouthpiece for their peers on what we want to talk about and who we want to listen to. So you'll see that reflected in the program this year. Lots of interest in changing procurement models in schools. As long as I've been in the industry, we've had pilots. We've talked about pilots.
Sure.
And I think, not to oversimplify it, but sometimes schools saw that as a handout and companies thought, this is leading nowhere. Schools and companies are getting much more thoughtful about iterative development and moving from pilot to adoption. So the board talked about that. We've got a session on that. They talked a lot about adaptive and personalized learning and how we define it so many different ways. So we thought it'd be interesting to bring in some actual districts who are turning themselves around and let them talk to us about best practices and lessons learned. You talked about big data. Student data privacy is on everyone's minds.
Huge issues.
Schools will be talking about that. Even on the marketing side, schools get accused, I know, as long as I can remember, about being siloed. I know you've let your audience know how old I am. So when I started out in instructional technology, you know, I wasn't supposed to talk to the data processing people and certainly not the curriculum people. Well, schools are breaking down their walls, and companies are having to do that too. So even on the marketing track, we'll talk about that. These challenges and questions all came out of discussions with our board this year.
Fantastic. I love your philosophy in how you shape the programming, Vicki. That's very astute and beneficial to all parties involved.
Thank you.
Now, of course, you wouldn't be hosting EdNet without the support of a lot of generous sponsors. That's really an important part of the programming to enable bringing out some big name keynotes and et cetera. You've got some great partners that you've nurtured over the years.
We have indeed, Robert. We could not do EdNet without the support of our partners. We have media partners like Mindshare Learning that have supported EdNet in our work for many years. My team and I revamped sponsorship packages this year to provide more benefits and comp registrations at the top two levels and a lower price point for the lower end. You know, not to play up on this a lot, but we do have sponsorships from $3,000 to $10,000 and lots of visibility for our sponsors. But we have a range of companies. I would invite people to look at ednetconference.com and see the range of organizations that support our work. And it's very exciting this year. There's just a number of new sponsors alongside those that have supported us for years. So that's gratifying to us. And again, I think that's a testament to the excitement in the market.
Fantastic. Do you have any sponsorship spots available remaining? Any possibilities?
I do have a couple left.
Okay.
Important thing for your audience that's interested, all sponsors have to be confirmed by August 28th, which is a week from Friday. So,
perfect timing.
If anybody wants to talk to me, the time to do that is now. We still can get you in and work on the visibility to help your organization for EdNet 2015.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Vicki.
Oh, always a pleasure to talk with you. You have been one of our strongest supporters, and I appreciate you taking the word to your all of our colleagues and your special friends there in Canada. We would love to see more of your colleagues joining us at EdNet this year, Robert, and I'll look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Absolutely. That was Vicki Bigham of Bigham & Associates and manager of the upcoming EdNet conference in Atlanta, October 2nd to 4th. Be sure to check out mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Martellacci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.